Hi and welcome to Swissquote's daily market talk. It's Wednesday, April 1st, and this is no April Fool's joke. US equities jumped around 3% yesterday, and the Korean Kospi index is up by around 8% today on hope that the Iranian conflict could de-escalate. However, the durability of the latest market news depends on the Middle East news and energy prices stabilizing, as prolonged disruptions there could add further volatility into the market amid the geopolitical and diplomatic chaos in the Middle East. So we will talk about all that and more. But before we do, please keep in mind that opinions are my own and this is not financial advice.
This show is brought to you by Swissquote.
Once again, hope that the Iran war could end soon fueled optimism yesterday after US President Donald Trump announced willingness to pull back from the region, and Iran State News reported a phone call between an EU counselor and Iran's president suggesting necessary will to end the war, but if and if only guarantees are met. And there is no certainty that the guarantees will be met. But still, the S&P 500 rallied 2.91% yesterday, Nasdaq soared 3.83%, oil pulled back, and Kospi skyrocketed 8% today in Korea. The US dollar fell sharply too, pulled lower by a series of different comments and data besides the Middle East hopes. Fed President Jerome Powell, for example, said a day earlier that despite the rising oil and gas prices, the long-term inflation expectations in the US remain in check and that the oil shocks tend to come and go. And by the time interest rate hikes would take effect, the oil price shock will probably be long gone, he said, and that the tighter monetary conditions would be weighing on the economy at a time when it's not appropriate. In short, he pushed back on the expectations that the Fed would raise the interest rate as a reaction to the oil shock. Then the euro dollar rebounded following a set of CPI updates from the euro area confirming that yes, the Middle East war led to a notable jump in inflation. The March preliminary data came in slightly lower than penciled in by analysts, but the headline inflation in the euro area rose 1.2% over the month, which was the highest since 2022, pushing the yearly figure to 2.5% from 1.9% printed before the war kicked off. Energy prices rose 4.9%. And core inflation slightly eased from 2.4% to 2.3%, but the impact of higher energy will obviously more likely than not creep into the core figures as well in the coming months, probably forcing the European Central Bank to adopt a tighter monetary policy. Then the US jobs openings data came in softer than expected by analysts yesterday. And yesterday's data was for February, so that was before the war in Iran started. That means that the chances are that the jobs market in the US may have slowed further in March due to the negative impact of higher oil prices on economic activity. More data reflecting the health of the US jobs market will be falling in the coming days and will probably confirm that reality of further weakness in the US jobs market. So voila, the combination of a more hawkish European Central Bank pricing versus a more dovish Federal Reserve outlook sent the euro dollar all the way up to 115.78 level this morning. And as we were discussing in earlier episodes, the ECB Fed rate outlook differential could throw a floor under the euro dollar's decline that started at the end of January. But for this rebound to be sustainable, oil and gas prices should stabilize, because otherwise the growth risk to the euro area economy, which is a net energy importer, will remain higher than the growth risk to the US economy, which is a net energy exporter, and the latter could justify a deeper downside correction in the euro dollar if the Middle East tensions do not de-escalate fast enough. Now, technically speaking, the euro dollar will remain in the bullish trend that has been building since the beginning of 2025 if it holds ground above a key technical support, which is the 1.1350 level, the major 38.2% Fibonacci retracement on the 2025 to date rally. Only a slide below this critical support will open the discussion on whether the US dollar deserves to return to a broader medium-term bullish trend. Again, the answer will depend on the duration of the Middle East tensions and oil prices. Crude oil eased 3% yesterday, a move that certainly helped the US dollar soften as well on top of the soft economic data and central bank expectations, while Brent crude fell more than 5%. The decline could be put on the back of Donald Trump telling his aides that the US is willing to stop its campaign against Iran in the Middle East, even if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. But a few hours before that announcement, he was screaming to the world that he would invade the Iranian Kharg Island and potentially seize the Iranian oil. So the conclusion hasn't changed. In the actual conditions, it's impossible to foresee anything else but volatility. The headlines remain very jittery and very contradictory. And while both WTI and Brent are pushing higher this morning, at the time I'm talking here. Now, I believe that as a rule of thumb, a sustainable move into the $90 to $100 per barrel range for both WTI and Brent could help investors to digest the energy shock and seek fresh catalyzers and fresh direction across FX and equity markets. But many out there continue to warn that the prolonged supply disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz, where transits around 20% of global energy and 20 to 25% of global gas flows, will likely lead to demand destruction anyway, meaning that prices will be high enough, just too high, to force people and companies to stop using these energy sources. Imagine what happens to the economic activity then. So that's one of the reasons I was telling earlier that the $120 to $130 per barrel range is probably the top range for crude oil prices. I don't see crude going to $150 to $200 per barrel level, because at these levels, the falling demand would pull prices lower until more affordable levels. And in the longer run, more affordable would be ideally $80 per barrel and below. Now, interestingly, if you look at the price action in US markets yesterday, you could hardly guess that oil prices were trading above the $100 per barrel level, and that we have this geopolitical and diplomatic chaos in the Middle East that's injecting a lot of uncertainty into the markets everywhere in the world right now. Because the S&P 500 rallied 2.90% yesterday on sharp decline in US yields. The US 2-year yield that best captures the Federal Reserve rate expectations was down by 8 basis points yesterday, and more than 20 basis points from last Friday's peak past the 4% mark. So that's obviously great news if you single out the impact of higher oil prices on operating costs, hence profit margins, because as I mentioned yesterday, the forward EPS continues to rise as investors somehow managed to look past the rising energy prices even in the short run. And the falling valuations as a result of the latest market meltdown start whetting investors' appetite, especially for technology stocks. The technology-heavy Nasdaq 100 index now trades 21 times its estimated earnings. That's just under 2 points above the S&P 500's valuation. The last time the valuation gap between the S&P 500 and Nasdaq 100 was this narrow was 2019. So moving forward, all eyes will be obviously on the Middle East, but also on the next earnings season and the impact of the Iranian war and higher energy prices on different industries. Tech hasn't been a great place to hide in this latest oil shock, for sure. Rising crude linked to the Iran war has pushed inflation expectations higher, driven yields up, and hit the long-duration technology valuations accordingly. But the underlying story hasn't broken. AI demand remains strong, AI spending is still massive, and fundamentals across mega-cap tech are holding up. So if geopolitical tensions ease and rates stabilize, the sector, now looking increasingly cheap, could be one of the first to rebound. And wait, there are even news that OpenAI will let investors get a part of OpenAI before its IPO scheduled later this year by including its shares into several ETFs, including Katie Wood's ARK Invest. So let's hope calm returns soon. So this is all for this week. Yes, this is a short week for me because I am off for the rest of the week and the next 2 weeks. But I prepared a series of videos for you guys diving into commodities, market indices, and whether euro could ever dethrone the US dollar in international transactions and investments. So I will let you discover these episodes, and you can also visit SwissCode's blog and find related articles there written by me. But yes, it's time for me to say goodbye right now. I'm İpek Özkar Deşke, and thank you for joining me, and thank you for all your beautiful and supportive comments. I hope this episode of Market Talk has been helpful and it has been insightful to you. So please do not hesitate to leave your comments, your reactions and your questions below as usual. Follow us on Instagram, on X, on LinkedIn, but also on WhatsApp, Threads, Telegram and Blue Sky for regular market updates. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for daily market comments. And please don't forget to hit the like button on these videos to let us know that you enjoy them. So I will meet you again in a bit more than 2 weeks. Until then, good luck trading and stay safe.
Trading and investing carry risks, including capital loss. CFDs and digital assets are volatile and not suitable for everyone. Swissquote assumes no responsibility for accuracy or losses from its use. Products and services are offered only where legally permitted.